Instead of paying the charter schools $2.8 million in local property tax money that they believe they were owed under state law, attorney Rocco Testani says the school system allocated that funding to pay for its pension program. Testani represented the 10 startup charter schools in the case.
There was a disagreement here about what the law meant. APS laid out their position about what they thought it meant, and of course the charter schools laid out their position, and we're glad that the judge sided with us.
But despite the ruling, Testani says the charter schools still want to work closely with the school district.
The partnership between APS and these charter schools is very important, and the schools have to work with APS on a variety of issues, and there's really, it's essential that there be cooperation and good relationship.
WABE contacted the Atlanta Public School System, but did not hear back by deadline. Michelle Worth, WABE News.